Hey, this is Friar Roderick here for Amaria.com, and we're in Durham, England. And I just made a long trip across the ocean there with Heathrow Airport and made a long trip through the driving rain up through the countryside. It normally looks so jolly. It looked actually quite dismal. And we finally got here, and the sun eventually broke out, and it turns out to be a very beautiful place and a really awesome medieval town with a grand cathedral and a castle and a very quaint village. And we even got a chance to walk through the village at one point, although it rained then too. But now we're all set up, and we had a long process of setup, and all the conference room and the television set and the books and everything else imaginable is all set up now. So we're now all ready for our John Duns Scotus Symposium here in Durham, England. And we have here Father Peter, who's been the instrument for making this happen to a large extent, and who's our main SCOTUS scholar here for the FI. How you doing, Father?
Very good. It's great to be here. First time in this part of England, and it is certainly an eye-opener in so many ways, despite the weather.
Right. There's a lot of friendly people here, and it's very, very beautiful, and it's my first time here in England, so I'm really enjoying
a great deal of history that's so important to the history of the Church, not only in the English-speaking world, but every place,
right.
Actually.
So we
could go into that, I suppose, but I think you have a few other questions you want to pose.
Yes, mostly, what's the main goal you have here with this symposium?
Well, actually, we have two goals. The immediate goal is, of course, to awaken people, hopefully throughout the Church, to the importance of SCOTUS as a founder of the most important Mariological school in the Church. Continues the insights, the Marian spirituality of St. Francis, continue it by providing the theological and also, we would say, philosophical and anthropological basis for what St. Louis Grignon de Montfort calls true devotion, total consecration to the Immaculate. Most people associate SCOTUS' name with the Immaculate Conception. Really hit it lucky. He was defended an oddball thesis in those days, and he turned out to be right. But they don't realize that he had a great deal of importance to say on almost every major theme concerning Our Lady. That's our first, to bring that to the attention of people. He's almost a forgotten figure. And that's unfortunate, because our second goal is closely related to that, is to show the relationship between his Mariology and his subtle philosophical thought, metaphysics and theology. There's a profound link between influence backwards of what he's called the subtle doctor. Right. He's subtle because he's so Marian. That's how he can understand the spiritual. And he is so Marian because he is so subtle. So we see there's a link between the philosophical and the Mariological. Today, most people who are interested in SCOTUS are interested in him neither for Mariological or theological, but merely for philosophical or phenomenological reasons. And this, of course, has a value, but it misses the whole point. And the reason we think it's important to do this, and here I think is a point that needs to be underscored, we are thoroughly convinced that the Marianized philosophy theology of SCOTUS is the best possible answer that we can give to the challenges to our faith at the present time, particularly those based on modern ideologies such as that of Immanuel Kant, Georg Wilhelm von Hegel, and other persons of his kind, who in fact are brilliant men, but their insights, insofar as they are good, were already anticipated in a sound context by SCOTUS. And so we think, as it were, by renewing interest in SCOTUS, not simply by repeating verbatim only what he said, but by understanding and applying and drawing out everything that is implicit in the great insights which we have, will be a great benefit to the whole Church and the whole of mankind.
Right.
So anyway, our modest goal is simply, as it were, to spark a discussion on the 700th anniversary of his death. There have been a number of other symposia, but curiously, this is the only one to deal with his Mariology, which is the key to everything. Right. And we're doing it in a part of the world that was his world when he was a young young man. Duns County Berwick in Scotland is really a part of what used to be called the Palatinate in Durham, where the Bishop of Durham was the Prince Bishop who was actually ruling this little buffer state, even though he's technically under the King of England.
He certainly has a grand cathedral here, and it's amazing.
Absolutely, and he must have been aware of that, because it's not that far to Duns.
Right.
Well, I can mention Lindisfarne, the Holy Island, the monastery founded by the Irish monk, St. Aidan, St. Cuthbert, one of the first bishops in this area, and Venerable Bede, the great Anglo-Saxon Benedictine monk in the monastery of Gerald, which is only a few miles from where we are. He is the founder of English Catholic thought in so many ways. The great doctor of the Church. So this is the part of the world where the great English Catholic intellectual heritage had its real start. The point where the Celtic and the Anglo-Saxon met. The place where the Scottish or Gaelic English, as they called it, arose. All of these things are in interesting. And we can mention so many other famous monasteries, Cistercian monasteries, that were all ruins as a result of the Reformation, but they were all in this area.
Wow.
Ribault, etc., and down a little further south towards York. But York is all part of this northeastern coastal area of England.
So how many speakers will there be at the symposium?
We have 12 scheduled. One, unfortunately, for very good reason, couldn't make it. We hope he will send his paper in for publication. Yes, we had 11 talks altogether, including introduction, conclusion, and the various question-answer discussions, which have been quite lively, surprisingly. We had a nice attendance, and some people, one professor from Oxford, and there were a number of other people who were certainly not intellectual wimps.
Right.
So it was a great time, really.
Well, it's been a great time. It's been a lot of work, but it's also been a lot of fun and very educational as well.
Right. I think so. I think a lot of people have said they're getting a lot out of it, despite the fact that the conferences are not exactly easy fare.
Right.
Not a police procedural or a whodunit sort of thing.
Right. Well, very good. We hope it all goes well for this symposium, and I'm looking forward to it. We're going to go to Duns as well. That's going to be quite a trip, right?
Right. Well, hopefully those who listened in will have their own copy of the Bariology of Duns Scotus. We prepared a translation from the Italian. It's the first and only complete presentation of Scotus's Mariology in the English language, fully documented, and set forth in a systematic order of matters. So, from the Academy of the Immaculate, and so on.
We'll have to do another report on that one alone,
right,
I think.
Absolutely. They could discuss the kind of structure, content, etc.
Well, very good. So we're looking forward to the rest of it, and we're going to have the rest of it on Air Maria eventually with the symposium. We'll be placed on Air Maria as separate posts in the coming weeks, and we'll also have some Roving Reporter reports.
Yeah, I mentioned that eventually the full acts of the symposium will be printed in a single volume.
Great.
Without all of the typos and ad hoc ad-libbing and so on that went on, but it'll be something to use for purposes of study or research.
Well, thank you very much, Father Peter, for coming on to AirMaria.com.
Been great talking with you.
Thank you. This is Father Roderick for AirMaria.com, and God bless you.